Dictation for Debbie, D as in David, E, B, B, I, E, Campbell, C, A, M, P as in Paul, B as in Boy, E, L, L, May 754, address as a letter to Stacy, S, T, A, C, Y, Carstensen, C, A, R, S, T, E, N, S, E, N, N, P, 588-5052. Dear Mrs. Carstensen, consultation Mrs. Campbell, abnormal kidney function. I have seen her before 2018. She lost to follow-up. Recently admitted to the hospital at Midland, July 17 to July the 21st, with edema and CHF exacerbation. Appetite is down. Some edema. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. There is nocturia incontinence, hemorrhoidal bleeding, prior hemorrhoidal surgery. Plans for surgical evaluation and potential surgery. Edema improved up to the thighs, now below the knees. No ulcers, uses a walker, no falling episode, chronic dyspnea, chronic chest pain, oxygen 2 liters at night and as needed during daytime. Some dry cough according to family member, but no purulent material hemoptysis, chronic back pain, not very physically active. No sleep apnea, no gross orthopnea PND, some bruises of the skin, no rash, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph. Past medical history, rheumatoid arthritis, chronic back pain, COPD. Hyperlipidemia, prior hemorrhoidal bleeding, which is active now, pulmonary nodules, anxiety disorder, decreased hearing, anemia, chronic kidney disease, chronic incontinence of the urine. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies, sulfa, lyrica, X. Next paragraph, medications, Remeron, Norco, Masorelaxant, Metolazone, Midodrine, Potassium, Spiriva inhalers, Lasix, Areva, ARAVA, Lipitor, Tiroquel, Buspar, Duloxetine, Protanix, stool softeners, Plaquenil, folic acid, and for constipation, Lubiprostone, L-U-B-I-P-R-O-S-T-O-N-E. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, surgeries, prior sinuses, left mastoid. She is deaf from the left side, gallbladder, appendix, tonsils, bilateral cataract, lumbar fusion. Has a nerve stimulator, but presently not connected. Uterus, tubes and ovaries, benign condition. Next paragraph, she started smoking age 10, one pack per day. Presently only one every 4 or 5 months. Prior alcohol intake, discontinued 2006. No family history of kidney problems. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight, 167, 60 inches tall. Blood pressure 90 over 60 on the right, 90-58 on the left. Frail, chronically ill, length implant left, cataract right, upper-lower dentures, decreased hearing, normal speech, COPD abnormalities, bronchitis, no palpable thyroid on lymph nodes, carotid bruise, no gross arrhythmia, distant breast heart tones, but no RAP. overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liver or spleen masses, a stable peripheral edema, evidence of peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph. Recent kidney ultrasound, 8.9 right and left. No evidence of obstruction, does have cyst. Recent CT scan chest, IV contrast exposure, negative for pulmonary emboli. Has emphysema. Coronary artery calcifications. Lung nodules. Echocardiogram normal ejection fraction, no pulmonary hypertension, no valve abnormalities, normal right ventricle. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is OGOS, creatinine 1.54, GFR 36 stage 3B, normal sodium potassium acid base, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, elevated PTH 239, normal white blood cell platelet anemia 9.2, MCV 90. Through 2024, creatinine between 1.4 and 1.6. Back in 2018, when I was seeing her, creatinine around 1.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, progressive over time. No obstruction urinary retention, no abnormalities on echocardiogram, does have emphysema from a smoker, no right side heart failure, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She does have iron deficiency, which probably represents the lower gastrointestinal bleeding to be assessed by surgery. We are not going to assume it's hemorrhoids, could be something else. Prior urine testing, albumin is not elevated, no significant proteinuria. Blood pressure remains in the low side. Probably effect of medications. Remains on medication for her psychiatric disorder, as well as narcotics causing constipation and medications appropriately treated. Reactive low albumin, this is non-nephrotic syndrome. Does have evidence of vascular disease. Kidneys are in the small side. I cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. However, blood pressure is actually in the low side and she takes midodrine. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Chemistry is in a regular basis, also discussed with the patient and family member. No indication for dialysis, which is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Continue to follow.